The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There are a multitude of paths to spiritual enlightenment and healing. Come with us on this journey as we enter the frequency of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk, featuring your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. You too can achieve a greater sense of harmony just by listening for the next hour. Now, here are your sound alchemists for our program, Shiloh Love and Haley Love.
Welcome to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk, our fourth episode. I'm Shiloh.
And I'm Haley. And today we have something a little different to share with you.
Yes, today our subject matter still has something to do with frequencies and harmony, though we won't be discussing sound healing per se. Rather, today's show is all about living sustainably and in harmony with Earth, being 100% responsible for ourselves, our lifestyles, and our way of being.
We have a very special guest today. He is one with a name, though is not a name, and is considered a sovereign man, as we should all strive to be, or sovereign women in our case.
His given name would be Rob Paget. Welcome to the show, Rob. First, I want to ask you, what do you call yourself, and what would you like us to call you today on the show?
Well, I am that I am. Usually when you give something a name, you diminish the thing that you're naming, but my friends call me Rob. My kids call me Dad. You know, I have a bunch of different ways of communicating with people, but today, you know, you're friends of mine, so you can call me Rob.
Perfect.
Great.
So you have a title that you sign off with, and what is that title? Like when you sign your emails and stuff like that, you use a specific title.
Yeah, I usually in my emails, I use the word I am to sign off. But I also tell people that I am a sovereign man born on the land and Israel and God.
Right.
And that accounts for my physical being, but also my spiritual being as well, too. So that describes, or kind of describes, both of those aspects of myself.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So I first want to tell our listeners a little bit about you before we continue. Rob was a former successful IT professional who, after 20 years on the job, ended his career to move his family into the country and build an off-grid home, an earthship, and to grow their own food. So having spent considerable time over the past 5 years testing the theories he's learned, Rob's teaching started to gain some international recognition for his approach to self-governance. Taking full responsibility and accountability for his life on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level without forcing one's will upon another meant taking significant changes in how he and his family lived, and so began the process to remove any and all dependencies on the state and corporations.
Rob has been sharing this process through classes he calls Constructs of Freedom, where his students learn the significant impact our current systems have on our lives and how we can take back control. Rob's teachings have garnered tremendous respect from his students who attend his classes each week in Edmonton, Alberta, empowering many to be the change they want to see in the world. He has caught the attention of an international filmmaker, Ben Stewart, who is soon to release a new film in the next few months, which will feature Rob's home, his work, and his philosophy on life. Rob has a website under construction, so watch the web space at www.consciousselfgovernance.ca. Rob, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thanks, Rob. So I understand you're joining us from your Earthship up in northern Alberta, where you have internet access and many comforts of home. So can you tell us a bit about your Earthship?
Well, we started the Earthship back in 2008, and we use a design from Miles Reynolds. We chose the Earthship mainly because it allowed us to use solar energy to heat the house, collect rainwater, treat our own waste, generate our own power, and so it is a building that helped us facilitate some of the changes that we wanted to see in our lives as well, too.
So, Rob, you are sometimes referred to as a sovereign man, as we've mentioned. I'm curious if you can start with talking about what the definition of a slave is.
Well, when I was trying to make some changes in my life, you know, a lot of people talk about freedom, but I had a hard time trying to relate to that word. So I looked up the word slave, and Oxford defines slave as somebody who is excessively dependent or controlled by something. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that definition, I started realizing that, me and my family were excessively dependent. And my wife was studying to be a homeopath at the time, and some of the situations that were happening in Quebec and Ontario regarding the ice storms, blackouts, and even recent events like the earthquake and tsunami in Japan really highlight how dependent we are on electrical systems, water systems, banking systems, food distribution systems, and all that kind of stuff. So part of what we're trying to do out here is remove our dependency on a lot of those systems and become self-sufficient in all aspects of our lives, so that if anything happens, or should anything happen, the impact on me and my family would be significantly reduced.
Wow. Yeah, and it seems to be a vital shift that we all need to make. The current systems are not functioning harmoniously with us or our planet, and Earth is really struggling to sustain us right now. So would you like to talk a bit about the natural cycles and frequencies that we need to be working to harmonize with as well?
Yeah, I'm no expert in this, but my observation through some of the work that we've done has kind of pointed me to be very cognizant of the way nature does work. Mm-hmm. We're all aware of, you know, cycles, frequencies, you know, sine wave, up, down, you know, we expand, contract. And nature does that naturally all the time. We're familiar with day and night. We're familiar with the seasons, the four seasons throughout a year, lunar cycles, which affect life on Earth. We would most be cognizant of feminine cycles as they go through their process each month. Mm-hmm. But we were so mechanical before, you know, clocks and calendars kind of remove us from those cycles. Mm-hmm. And so now we've tried to move away from the clocks and the calendars and live with the way nature cycles go.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't wake up with an alarm clock anymore. You know, sometimes we still have to because we still have interactions with the system. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we have to live with that. You know, if it's cloudy outside, then we don't do laundry. We wait for a sunny day, mainly because, you know, we don't have enough solar power to run all kinds of equipment.
Right.
If it's raining, then it's a good day because then we're collecting water. If it's sunny, then it's a good day because we're generating power. If it's windy, you know, that's a good day too because we have a wind turbine so we can generate power then too. So it's those kind of things that we started to have to be aware of as we started living out here off the grid.
Hmm. So it sounds like really working with nature and living in alignment with nature. I'm curious about how the Earthship fits in that process.
Sorry, I missed the question.
I'm curious how, if you can tell us how your Earthship fits into that process of living in tune with nature.
Yeah. Well, the Earthship is designed to heat itself with the sun. So the Earthship is made out of automobile tires, which we compact Earth into and build a retaining wall. And that Earth mass is then heated by the sun and stores the heat, kind of like a battery stores electricity. The dirt in the floor and in the walls store heat.
Wow.
So the sun can then heat that Earth mass, and then it will then radiate it back into this living space at night. So to give you an example, up here in northern Alberta, you know, we can get hit temperatures of minus 40, minus 45 degrees Celsius. And on a good sunny day, we can hit plus 27 Celsius inside the Earthship with no other heat source than the sun.
Wow.
And, you know, we still burn wood to make it comfortable, because right now the heat, the thermal mass is sitting around 15, 17 degrees Celsius. So it does get a bit chilly at night. So we burn a fire just to make it comfortable, but technically we don't need heat. These buildings would never freeze in the wintertime. There's another building out here. Family moved out of it about a year and a half ago. So with nobody living in it, that building has not frozen. It stays above freezing all year round.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know, with our change from the city to the country with regards to carbon dioxide and water usage, we could probably wait until the break. Is that?
Oh, you can finish it.
Or you want me to finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, here's an example of the changes that happen. When we're in the city, we would consume approximately 15 to 16 tons of, or release 15 to 16 tons of carbon dioxide a year. We would consume on average about 225 to 250 gallons of water a day. Out here in the Earthship, I've calculated that we're around 2 tons of CO2 a year and around 25 to 30 gallons of water.
Wow.
So that's a 75 to 80% reduction in the consumption of water and other energy.
That is a huge,
just by changing the building.
Huge reduction. Wow.
That's amazing and inspiring too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking with Rob of the Page family. I mean, Rob in the Page family. We'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Awakened media for a transforming world. 7th Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk.
So that was a pretty significant reduction in your carbon footprint, nearly 80%, you mentioned. Just imagine if everyone on Earth began to make that shift, how quickly we would no longer need to rely on fossil fuels and non-renewable resources and really nuclear power, as if we ever really needed nuclear power. These things would quickly become a thing of the past. And I'd like to just mention that my view is that Mother Earth is a sovereign being herself, and frankly I don't see her dying due to us anytime soon. However, I do see us dying on her back if we continue this rampage. She really just can't sustain us in our current ways, and I don't think she's very judgmental when she takes steps to cleanse herself and move and shake her skin and reorient due to our disrespectful practices. So I see Earth lasting much longer than humans if we continue on this path. And maybe that's not a very popular view, but for a planet that's been here for billions of years, you know, humans have made a pretty massive impact in our short time. And I really don't think our mother is going to stand for it much longer before she does some house cleaning of her own.
I think we've seen quite a bit of house cleaning already. And yeah, I absolutely agree, Shiloh, that Mother Earth is a sovereign being. Religion has taught us that we have dominion over nature, that we are in control, and that we can even conquer nature. But this is truly an illusion. Mother Earth will continue to demonstrate her power. I also really feel that at a deeper level, we are one with not only each other, but with the Earth. Mm-hmm. It's like we're all little cells on Mother Earth, all part of one big organism. And in my view, respecting Mother Earth is really also respecting ourselves.
Yes, I think that's pretty key.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob, what kind of food are you growing for yourself? And I did see on my visit to your Earthship, you had chickens hatching from eggs in your living room, which was really fantastic to witness.
Well, we started doing heritage chickens a couple years ago. The chickens that you get in the store these days are genetically modified, so they actually grow within, you know, 32, 33 days, where our chickens take like 6 months to grow.
Wow.
So we hatch our own chicks as well, too. That way we can ensure that our birds haven't been vaccinated or had any chemicals or drugs pumped into them. Mm-hmm. My wife treats them all homeopathically.
Nice.
And so we raise all of our chickens and on food that I get from my dad or that we raise ourselves on the property.
Wonderful.
And we've had some challenges there. A couple of years ago, we found out that some of the feed was mineral deficient. And so we've actually had to take steps to rectify that. So part of what we're feeding them as well is additional minerals that we get from wood ash that we pull out of our fireplace after we finish burning. So what's left over is minerals, and so we've been putting that on the ground for them to scratch through, dust themselves in, as well as put some in their feed to get some of the micro that are missing in our current food system.
Right, because of current farming methods aren't so great for the land.
Well, yeah, you know, our current farming methods, you know, we raise a crop and then we ship the, you know, say the wheat or the barley or the oats to a mill to get it processed and made into bread and, you know, cereals and all that kind of stuff. But then those minerals get consumed by the people and then flushed down the toilets and out into the river and out into the ocean. And there's no way to get those nutrients back to the land on where they started from. So the cycle has been broken. And so we're trying to close the cycle and ensure that the nutrients return back to where the farmer is so that we can continue to use those nutrients to grow more food.
Right.
But because that cycle is broken, the vast majority of the food that you get in the grocery stores are deficient. And so farmers have to pump chemicals and fertilizers and all that kind of stuff to make up the difference.
Right. And you also keep bees?
Yeah, I just had a hive of bees donated to me in the fall. And so we're going to try to get some honey this year as well. And we're looking at getting some turkeys, goats, goat milk, obviously, from the goats. And my youngest son is also raising rabbits as well, too.
Oh, wow.
That's really neat. So, Rob, as I listen to you speak, I'm amazed thinking just how responsible you are for yourselves. And I'm curious if you can talk about what it's like to be 100% responsible and accountable for your life. And if you can talk a little bit about self-governance as well.
Well, it's been a huge learning curve. You know, I grew up on the farm, so I'm kind of familiar with the work ethic. But for the most part of my life, I've been involved in the system and, you know, doing the 9-to-5 job and, you know, working 5 days a week and, you know, watching TV all weekend kind of thing. But to have this kind of lifestyle requires that one, you know, be consciously aware of what's going on. For example, you know, if I have a power problem, I just can't pick up the phone and call the power company. Right. I am the power company. I'm the water company. I'm the sewage company. I'm the grocery store. I'm, you know, the handyman. I'm the construction guy. You know, I do all of those things. And if I don't have the skills or the knowledge, then I depend on my neighbors and my friends to bounce ideas off or get help with and that kind of stuff too. Because no man is an island. So my relationships with other people are extremely important because we depend on one another. You know, the country, if anything happens, you know, 911 could be 2 or 3 days away, you know, if you're in the middle of the wintertime and, you know, there's lots of snow.
Wow.
So your life is dependent on your neighbors, and so it's critical that you build strong relationships with those neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, governing oneself, you know, I have to admit to myself that I can't have nobody to blame but myself if anything goes wrong. So I can't force my will upon another. I can't change other people. So I have to take a look at the way I live my life, and if anything happens, I'm responsible. And sometimes it's really hard to admit or hard to accept, but that's part of the process that I went through when, you know, I was recovering from my bouts of depression and that sort of thing, you know, a number of years ago. Those are important lessons that I've learned back then that is critical for being, you know, emotionally, spiritually, and even mentally balanced.
Right.
In my life.
I think that's really amazing, Rob, how moving towards being 100% responsible for your life also connects you to community in a sense. And, you know, just the acknowledgement that no man is an island, and that, you know, I think it's great that you've created a support system around all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the fallacy is, you know, in the cities, they call community, you know, a place where you have houses and brick and mortar, but how many of your neighbors do you really know?
Yeah.
For me, community is all about relationships and all about people, not things. And for me, life, you know, one of my life lessons was to figure out that my relationships is what it's all about. My relationship with myself, my relationship with my food, my environment, my friends, my family. It's all about relationships.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
So, Rob, can you tell me what a typical day at home is like and what kind of day-to-day challenges you face?
Yeah. You know, when we get up, you know, right now we're in spring mode, so it's all about birth. So we're, you know, we get up early to make sure the eggs get turned because we're incubating eggs. You know, we have chickens to feed and rabbits to feed, and we got to check our solar system to make sure, you know, the batteries made it through the night because the power drain with the incubator and the brooders is fairly high right now. Checking the battery levels, checking feed, water, you know, all those kind of things with the animals and with the house. You know, during the day, once the sun comes out, then, you know, we may have to open up the house to cool it off a little bit. Because the airship can get fairly warm in the day, it's designed to have the skylights open up so we can actually vent the heat out. So we're, you know, we're adjusting here and there kind of thing. But, you know, having too much heat is, it's much better than not having enough when you're dealing with, heating bills and that kind of stuff on a daily basis. But, there's a lot of maintenance involved to make sure everything's running properly. You know, we can't just, you know, call up, you know, Pizza 73 to, you know, deliver a pizza. You know, we have to make our own food. We have to cook, and the food is way better than what you can get in the stores anyway, right? So, you know, but that's kind of a typical day.
I imagine it's very rewarding, and I imagine it's also had a tremendous positive impact on your health.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm at the point now where I can't eat out anymore because it just... I can taste the chemicals, and it upsets my digestive system, and I have a real hard time eating that food now.
Wow. So we're going to go for a break, and we'll be right back talking with Rob in the Paget family. Stay tuned.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency. Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Skeel will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Have you achieved your true passion? Would you like to create a more fulfilling life? Listen every week for Life Resource Center Solutions with your host, Laura B. Young. Laura and her guests will get you on the right path by providing the tools to help you take that one step and give yourself permission to lead a more fulfilling life. Whether it's struggles in your relationships, money or weight issues, or just getting through those daily obstacles, you'll want to tune in to Life Resource Center Solutions, live every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Seventh Wave Network.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk.
Yeah, I just want to go back with you, Rob, to growing food all year round in our climate. Being in a northern climate, it's definitely more of a challenge than, say, living in Ecuador and growing food all year round. So how are you working towards that?
Well, again, I have to, you know, live with nature, right? So where we're at, like this past winter, we literally had 5 months of snow.
Wow.
And temperatures getting down to minus 40 degrees Celsius. But because we're so far north too, in the winter time, we may literally only get 5, 6, 7 hours of sunlight during the winter time. But in the summertime, we can get like 16, 17 hours of sunlight. So there's a huge difference between the seasons. So I'm actually working on a project right now to utilize some of the technology that we've learned in building our airship using thermal mass and that kind of stuff to build a greenhouse. And the design is fairly small right now. It's kind of like a dome, but it's, you know, the inside dome is dug into the ground, and then there's an exterior dome over top of that one. It's kind of where we're at right now.
Wow.
To utilize solar energy with thermal mass to try to keep the interior greenhouse warm, and then using LED grow lights to augment the lack of sunlight in the winter time. And there's been some designs too that I found online where if we house the animals with the greenhouse, then the animals will help keep it warm as well too.
Wow.
So there's lots of things that we can do to try to find that symbiotic relationship between the animals and the plants so that we can raise both of them. I started a project this spring. I have a bunch of people in Edmonton who are participating in it, so we're going to test it out on our property. And if it works out well, or we find some bugs and we can work it out, then I'll be sharing the design so that we can become more self-sustainable in regards to growing food. But recognizing that in the wintertime, we may only be able to grow things like wheatgrass, lettuce, that kind of stuff.
Right.
The greenhouse is only designed to provide a little bit. We still have to recognize that summertime is for growth and the fall is for harvest and storage. So we still have to learn how to can and store food and, that kind of stuff in the fall. So that when we get into the wintertime's all about resting, all about hibernating and feeding off the stores of food that we store throughout the year. But if we can find a way to provide a little bit of greens, then, that will help out tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like living in rhythm with nature.
Yeah, and it's challenging, but we found that a lot of the solutions to the problems came from the way people lived like 100 years ago.
Wow.
Our elders that are alive today are very, very valuable because a lot of the solutions they are able to provide. I have a great deal of respect and appreciation for what they can contribute to make some of these shifts.
Mm. So, Rob, can you talk a little bit about the paradigm shift from scarcity to prosperity?
Yeah. The challenge I had is I want to live in a prosperity model where I have lots, plenty. I don't have to worry about not having enough. The challenge, though, is we're so dependent on the corporations. The corporations are working in a scarcity model, and they have to in order to create profits. Natural law has its thing called supply and demand. So if you don't have enough supply to meet a demand, then the price of the commodity goes up. Where if you have too much product with little demand, then the value goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And so corporations have an invested interest in making sure that demand is up but supply is down so that they can get the top dollar. And the companies that do that the best are the ones that are the most profitable.
Mm.
So in order to shift out of that, I had to work away from that corporate model and try a different idea. And that's kind of the challenge I have right now, is because I'm so used to thinking and behaving in the corporate model, I'm having a hard time making that shift to a prosperity model. But the thing, the Earthship, for example, is helping in that. For example, in the wintertime, I have lots of heat.
Hmm.
So, heat-wise, I'm prosperous. So much so that, in the wintertime when it's minus 35 and it's sunny out, I'm venting heat out of the building because I have too much.
Wow.
Mm. Where most people are trying to hold on to that as much as possible because they're having to pay huge heating bills and power bills to heat their home. So heat is very scarce because it's very valuable. So just the change in design of the building can help make that shift. And so I'm trying to find ways where I can be prosperous when it comes to food. Water, I'm fairly prosperous. I only purchase maybe, 1,000 gallons a year if we don't have enough rain or enough snow melt. So there are things that I'm working on trying to make that shift.
Wonderful. I think it's really inspiring what you're doing on every level.
Thank you.
So, Rob, I'm curious about whether your work here is part of a larger life mission and how you hope to impact others in the world.
Yeah. Well, as I alluded to before, for the vast majority of my life, I suffered from depression, and it got so bad there a few times there about 10 or 12 years ago, I actually attempted to kill myself. And I finally got to the point where I had to decide that I needed to change or I would literally die. Mm. And so I decided that I would change, and I, you know, went through a significant process of changing my behaviors, changing the way I think, you know, letting go of a lot of the baggage that I was carrying. And I learned a lot through that process, and I got to the point where, you know, I was happy and things were going well in my life, and then I decided, well, what's the point? So I, at that point, I realized that my life purpose is to help people and teach people how to deal with emotional things, you know, spiritual things, and I found that even through the work that we did to, you know, leave the city and live off-grid and remove our dependencies from corporations and from governments and all that kind of stuff, it's turning out to be a very vast array of ideas and thoughts and feelings about how I've had to change and expand my comfort zone and become more responsible and more accountable for my behavior and the things that I say and the things that I do. I realize that because I've gone through that process, I feel I now have a duty to share that with other people. Now, I recognize I can't change anybody. I can't force my will upon somebody else, but I can influence people, and I'm trying to share my life story, share my lessons and the things that I've learned in the hope that I can influence other people. So if people ask, then I will share. But I can't force that upon somebody else. So all I can do is tell my story and hope that I've influenced people to at least consider alternatives to how we're currently doing things or how we deal with emotional traumas or how we deal with people and our relationships and all that kind of stuff.
Well, thank you for being a leader with that, Rob. It really, it's so important to have people who take those steps and show the way and create ways that then can be shared with others to make a bigger difference in the world. So thank you so much for your work.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to allow me to share my story with you guys and your listeners. I think that's an important process too, and I greatly appreciate the work that you two ladies are doing as well too. It's wonderful to have those kind of conversations with people. So.
There's also a film coming out about you and your life, as of yet untitled, though made by one of myself and Shiloh's favorite filmmakers, Ben Stewart, the creator of Chymatica and Esoteric Agenda. And we've also invited him to be on our show. That's really exciting about the film, and I'm curious when that is coming out.
Well, I talked to Ben a few days ago, and he feels it should be out at the end of May, early June. You know, I met Ben a couple years ago when I was teaching in Toronto, and we've become good friends, and I'm really looking forward to it. He came out and visited us a couple times to film the show, so I'm really looking forward to having it being released shortly.
Wow, me too. Can't wait to see that. Rob, thank you so much again for shedding light on how to live sustainably, more harmoniously with Earth. It has been beyond a pleasure, and all my best to you and your family. I really look forward to another visit to the Earthship someday, and hopefully you have more chicks hatching, because that was just so cool.
And hopefully I can join you on that visit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're both are welcome. We just had 190 hatch, and we got about another 200 due to hatch here in the next week or so.
Wow, that's so cool.
And if you're interested in taking one of Rob's classes in Edmonton or wish to contact him, he has a whole DVD set available on Constructs of Freedom. You can send him a message at rpage.np@gmail.com. And his website is consciousselfgovernance.ca.
Great. Thanks again, Rob.
Thank you, ladies.
We're just going to go for a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be playing our root chakra song for you. So stay tuned.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
It seems as though we have asked many of the same questions for thousands of years. Why is life so challenging? How do we move to a higher consciousness, one of peace, love, and happiness? Why is man so inhuman to mankind? And why is there so much pain, suffering, and starvation in the world? Learn some of the answers to these questions and discover a reality that is different from anything you know or have seen. You can reap the benefits. Tune in to Life in the Matrix, Hell on Earth, with your host, Lawrence J. Harris, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Seventh Wave Network. Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. You're here with the Love Ladies.
Hi, welcome back. Yeah, so the song today we're going to play is our root chakra song. And it's very applicable to living in harmony with Earth, as the root chakra is what connects us energetically to Earth. It's a very deep and grounding song. You might hear some sonar-like whale sounds, some rushing water, perhaps the vision of an earthquake or mountains forming in the earth's crust. The song really does encompass the power and majesty of Earth. And I think it's pretty fitting that we were unable to have Rob on our live show, so we pre-recorded this show on Earth Day. So it's pretty cool that we're talking about living in harmony with Earth and also we're going to play our root chakra song for you.
How synchronistic.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to mention again that we took a lot of time and energy to put intention through each layer of all of our tracks. And even though there's digital sounds being played, once again, these were played by our own human hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the frequency of 396 hertz, as well as the ohm frequency, was played right from a real tuning fork and is recorded throughout the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's also in the key of C. So while you listen to this track, I ask that you take a moment to tune into yourself, tune into Mother Earth, visualize the color red, and see healing for yourself, your tribe, your family, your community, and the earth.
Mm.
And don't forget that we are all one. That is the sacred truth of the first chakra.
Thank you, Haley. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope the show's inspired you to begin to make the shift in your life into living more in harmony with Earth.
Thanks for tuning in
to our frequency.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heart Song Frequency today. Please join your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love, for another edition of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a beautiful week.